Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Perched on the rugged shores of Pea Patch Island in the Delaware River, Fort Delaware stands as a testament to America's enduring spirit and tumultuous history. This formidable fortress, with its imposing stone walls and strategic vantage points, has been a silent witness to some of the nation's most pivotal moments. Beyond its historical significance, Fort Delaware has woven itself into the fabric of American folklore, becoming a beacon for those intrigued by the supernatural. Tonight, we journey through the storied past of Fort Delaware, exploring its rich history, the legends that have taken root within its walls, and the haunting tales that continue to echo through its corridors. Construction of Fort Delaware began in 1848. Amidst a period of growing tensions that would eventually lead to the American Civil War. Designed as part of the third system of coastal defenses, the fort was strategically positioned to protect the Delaware River and the vital port of Philadelphia from naval threats. Its robust design featured massive granite walls, intricate battlements, and a network of underground tunnels and barracks, all engineered to withstand sieges and harsh weather conditions. Upon its completion, Fort Delaware stood as one of the most advanced military installations of its time, embodying the nation's commitment to safeguarding its shores. As the nation plunged into the chaos of the Civil War, Fort Delaware's role took on a darker purpose. In 1861, the fort was converted into a Union prison camp, housing thousands of Confederate prisoners of war. The inmates, drawn from various ranks and backgrounds, found themselves confined within the fortress's imposing walls. A stark contrast to the humane intentions that had marked its early years. Overcrowded barracks, inadequate sanitation, and limited rations created a grim environment where disease and despair were rampant. The harsh conditions within Fort Delaware mirrored the broader struggles of wartime incarceration, leaving an indelible mark on the fortress's history. Among the most notable prisoners was Colonel Thomas Kennard, a high-ranking Confederate officer whose leadership and humanity became a symbol of resilience amidst the suffering. Kennard's efforts to maintain morale and provide support to his fellow inmates earned him respect and admiration, even from some of his captors. His presence at Fort Delaware is often cited in ghost stories, with many believing that his spirit still roams the halls, a guardian watching over those who once shared his plight. As the years turned, Fort Delaware remained a place of confinement, witnessing countless tales of endurance and tragedy. The soldiers and officers who guarded the prisoners became part of the fortress's complex legacy, their lives intertwined with the spirits that now haunt its walls. The stories of suffering, resilience, and the supernatural began to seep into the very stones of Fort Delaware. creating an atmosphere thick with history and mystery. One of the most enduring legends is that of the Weeping Woman. According to numerous accounts, this spectral figure is often seen wandering the abandoned halls of the prison barracks, her flowing garments trailing behind her as she glides silently through the corridors. Witnesses describe her as a sorrowful presence, her eyes filled with an endless sense of loss and longing. Some believe she was a mother who lost her child within the fortress's confines, her spirit forever mourning the tragedy that befell her family. Her ethereal cries are said to resonate through the empty chambers, a haunting reminder of the lives lost during the war. Another prominent apparition is that of the Phantom Guard, a ghostly figure clad in Civil War era uniform, patrolling the deserted watchtowers and battlements. Descriptions of the Phantom Guard vary, but he is often depicted as a stern, vigilant presence, his gaze fixed on the horizon, as if ever watchful for threats. Witnesses have reported seeing him standing atop the watchtower, his figure fading into the mist as dawn breaks. Some say he is the restless spirit of a former guard, forever bound to his post, unable to find peace after the tumultuous years of war and imprisonment. The underground tunnels and barracks of Fort Delaware are particularly notorious for their paranormal activity. Explorers venturing into these shadowed passages often report sudden drops in temperature, disembodied whispers, and fleeting glimpses of spectral figures vanishing around corners. The claustrophobic environment of the tunnels amplifies these experiences, creating an atmosphere where the boundary between the living and the dead feels perilously thin. One of the most chilling stories involves the tunnel echoes, a phenomenon where visitors hear faint sounds of marching feet and distant conversations echoing through the underground corridors. These echoes are often accompanied by the sensation of being watched by unseen eyes, heightening the eerie ambiance of the tunnels. Some believe that these sounds are residual energies left behind by the prisoners who once traversed these very paths, their voices forever etched into the fabric of Fort Delaware. The grand parade grounds and ceremonial spaces also hold their share of supernatural tales. The expansive lawns, once bustling with military drills and public ceremonies, now lie silent, haunted by the echoes of the past. Visitors have described witnessing ghostly reenactments of historic events. Soldiers marching in formation and officers addressing imaginary crowds. These spectral performances serve as a poignant reminder of the fort's enduring legacy as both a place of defense and confinement. Among the many personal accounts that contribute to Fort Delaware's haunted lore are the experiences of those who have walked its haunted halls. Former guards, tour guides, and visitors have shared numerous stories of unexplained phenomena that they encountered during their time at the fort. Thomas Bennett, a former guard who served at Fort Delaware in the 1960s, recounted his experiences during a particularly long night shift. He described hearing the sound of someone crying in the hallway and finding nothing upon investigation, only to feel an overwhelming sense of sadness hanging in the air. On one occasion, Bennett saw a figure of a young woman standing by the entrance to the infirmary, her face contorted in anguish. She would disappear as soon as he approached, leaving him shaken and questioning the nature of his reality. Another compelling story comes from a visitor who attended a paranormal conference held at Fort Delaware in 2005. During a group seance in the old chapel, participants reported feeling an intense presence, as if the spirits of past inmates were trying to communicate. Chairs began to move on their own. Lights flickered violently. and the temperature dropped to an uncomfortably cold level. The séance ended abruptly when a participant claimed to have seen the ghost of a child running through the pews, her face pale and eyes hollow with despair. The fort's library, once a place of solace and learning, is now a hot spot for ghostly apparitions. Visitors have reported seeing the fleeting image of a woman in a long dress, her hair flowing as if caught in a gentle breeze, gliding silently between the shelves. Some have felt a cold hand brush against their arm while reading, accompanied by the faint scent of old books and candles. These experiences add to the library's haunted reputation, making it a must-visit location for those seeking to uncover the mysteries of Fort Delaware. Perhaps one of the most haunting aspects of Fort Delaware is the legend of the White Lady, a spectral figure said to roam the halls in search of peace. According to legend, the White Lady was a young woman named Mary Ellen, who died under mysterious circumstances in the early 20th century. Mary Ellen was rumored to have been a ward of the fort, struggling with her own mental health issues and the harsh treatment she endured. Her untimely death, shrouded in mystery, has left her spirit restless and searching for answers. Guests and staff have reported seeing her apparition in various parts of the fort, her presence marked by a cold chill and the faint sound of whispered pleas for help. The haunted legacy of Fort Delaware is not merely a collection of ghost stories. It is a living testament to the resilience of the human spirit amidst adversity. The stories of suffering, endurance, and tragedy that emerge from the fort's history have woven themselves into the very stones of Fort Delaware, creating a palpable sense of history that lingers in the air. As night falls over Peapatch Island, Fort Delaware transforms once more into a realm where history and legend intertwine. The shadows lengthen and the wind whispers through the stone walls, carrying with it the voices of the past. In this twilight realm, the spirits of Fort Delaware's history awaken, their stories etched into the very fabric of the fortress. For those who dare to listen, the echoes of bygone days resonate through the night, a haunting symphony of sorrow, resilience, and the unending quest for peace. The haunting ambiance of Fort Delaware is enhanced by its architectural features, which create an atmosphere of grandeur and mystery. The imposing walls, grand entryways, and sweeping staircases provide ample opportunities for shadows to linger and sounds to echo, amplifying the eerie sensations experienced by visitors. The interplay of light and darkness, coupled with the fort's historical weight, creates an environment where the supernatural seems all the more plausible. Moreover, Fort Delaware's continuous presence in the Delaware landscape serves as a constant reminder of the past. Its silhouette against the night sky evokes both fascination and fear, a symbol of a history that refuses to be forgotten. The fort's enduring legacy is a testament to the human desire to find meaning and connection, even in the face of tragedy and loss. Today, Fort Delaware stands not just as a monument of stone and mortar, but as a living repository of America's complex history. Its haunted legends serve as a bridge between the past and the present, inviting us to reflect on the human stories that shape the nation. Whether a skeptic or a believer, one cannot help but feel a profound connection to the spirits that roam its halls. Their silent stories a testament to the enduring power of memory and the mysteries that lie just beyond our understanding. Fort Delaware's commitment to preserving its legacy is evident in the continued efforts to document and share its ghost stories. Books, documentaries, and online platforms serve as repositories of the fort's ghost lore, preserving the tales for future generations and allowing them to engage with the institution's haunted history in new and innovative ways. These preservation efforts ensure that Fort Delaware's ghost stories remain a vital and integral part of its overall legacy, contributing to its status as one of the most haunted places in the United States. In addition to media portrayals, Fort Delaware has become a central figure in local folklore, with stories passed down through generations. These oral histories, often embellished with each retelling, add layers of richness to Fort Delaware's haunted reputation. The collective memory of Delaware's residents, intertwined with the tragic events of the past, creates a cultural tapestry that both honors the victims and perpetuates the legends of the fort's restless spirits. The psychological impact of Fort Delaware on its visitors cannot be understated. The fear and anticipation of encountering something supernatural can heighten one's senses, making the experience more intense and memorable. This emotional engagement ensures that the haunting legends of the fort continue to thrive, as each new visitor adds their own narrative to the ongoing story. In conclusion, Fort Delaware stands as a monument to history and the supernatural, its walls echoing with the whispers of the past. Its rich history, combined with the legends and hauntings that surround it, make Fort Delaware not just a historical site, but a living relic of the past. As long as there are stories to be told and mysteries to be unraveled, Fort Delaware will continue to echo with the whispers of those who once walked its halls, forever a symbol of history and the supernatural intertwined.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.